Com. Free Talk Live, hour number two, the Thursday night show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And unlike those other talk shows out there who...
This is Chit Chat.
Well, most of them... Huh? Wait, let's get funky now. Looks like we have like a... exercise video going on in the background here.
There's a disco ball that's descended from the studio ceiling.
1-800-259-9231.
Being blinded by little bits of light.
Anything goes. And you can also email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com. So what I was saying, the typical talk show host will get on the microphone and for at least the first segment or two, monologue it. Because they've got so much to say, and their opinions are so important, and you just can't live without hearing the opinions of XYZ talk show host for 30 minutes straight, until they
Mr. Buttface.
until he finally decides to go to the phones. We're going to go right to the phones, because we got a call in during the break, and so therefore we start the show off with a call. Let's go to Roy in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Roy, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, who am I talking to? Which one?
Well, there's two of us here. My name is Ian.
And my name's Manwich.
Okay, I don't know who brought the subject up, but you were talking about Christianity, and I just wondered if you know what it is to be a Christian. There's a lot of people that claim to be Christians, but I'm trying to separate the religion from Christians.
What do you think? Well, let me ask you, before Manwich or myself answers that question, Roy, what do you think it means
I want to. I'd like to get your input.
Prove it, Roy.
You've addressed yourself.
It would be a person that is Christ-like. That's what Christianity means.
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
Okay, Roy, what is Roy's definition?
Somehow I knew I wasn't going to get it right, Roy.
No, I'm not going to give you my definition.
Well, why'd you call the show, Roy? We're supposed to be talking to you.
Yeah.
This is not an interview show where Roy interviews the hosts. I mean, we'll answer your question, but I want to know what your answer is first, since you know all.
My answer is it comes from the book. It comes from Christ, who is the book. I am
Christ
the Word.
Christ is a book?
Well, what did Jesus say? He said, I am the Word.
Okay.
He does in the beginning of John. He says that I am the Word.
Be a Christian simply means to
it's
be...
It's kind of strange that some...
don't interrupt him, man.
Got included and some didn't, though.
Don't interrupt him. I want to hear what he says. What now? To be a Christian, what now?
To be a Christian, you must follow Christ.
Okay.
Follow me.
Can a Christian smoke cigarettes?
Oh, of course they smoke cigarettes. They drink. They do everything that anybody does.
Okay. Just checking, because we had somebody...
I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking now about Christ man, Christ people.
Right.
A Christ man is one who follows Christ.
Great.
So we don't disagree at all.
Smoking a cigarette has nothing to do with it.
I was just checking. Wanted to see what your opinion was on that.
There is no sin against smoking a cigarette.
Great.
Sin against drinking a beer.
I was just concerned because somebody earlier had written an article that made it sound like this was a big deal to some Christians. And I just wanted to make sure that you weren't one of those Christians, Roy.
No, I'm talking about a Christ man, who follows Christ.
So what else is on your mind tonight?
Well, the only way you can be a Christ man is what my point was, the reason I called, is you have to know Christ, and the only way you can know him is because he is the book, is to study the book.
Oh.
As it says in Romans.
Yeah, I've had about enough of that.
Study to show thyself approved.
Okay. Well, thanks for your input. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, but get a little more than that, but you're tired of the subject, so I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. I give him a chance. You got anything more? You can drop off. That's fine. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So there you go. That's Roy's definition of what a Christian is.
Well, it's a fine definition. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
We were talking about Alex Jones and his somebody's article on exposing the fact that he had been caught with a cigarette in his hand and what appeared to be an alcoholic drink in front of him. And
right, according to the guy who wrote that article, that particular Christian, according to him, you can't be a real Christian, or at least you can't be one of the visible ones,
I guess.
But
Roy seems to agree with us.
Roy seems to be on our side, yeah. But according to the other Christian guy, you can't be one of the visible Christians and smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol. And I'm not even a Christian, and I don't drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes. So what does that make me?
Somebody who's worried about their lung
health. I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Toll free so you get interactive with us. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. And don't forget this. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's toll free, 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org. That's the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And we are both very excited about the Free State Project.
We're going to be moving to New Hampshire.
That's right. We, us and at least 20,000 other liberty-loving individuals all moving to the same state. The Second American Revolution, if you will. Moving, voting with your feet. It is the ultimate vote that anyone... It is the vote that really does count. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've had people call this show within the past few weeks and talk about how the voting was rigged in 2004. Well, there's no way that this one can be rigged. My vote counts by me leaving the state that I'm in, which happens to be Florida, and moving to a different state, because that other state is offering me something that Florida doesn't. It's offering me more freedom.
More freedom.
So I think that's the most important vote you can cast. So consider it and log on for more information at freestateproject.org. Now, should we talk? What should we talk about next? Because I got some interesting quotes from George W. Bush.
I'm very interested in talking about what's your that Bush article that you got.
Well, I spotted it on ABC News. Apparently, Bob Rowalt has gotten an exclusive interview with El Presidente. The White House acknowledged Wednesday.
I wouldn't accept an interview from Barbara Walters because I know she's going to just fillet me because she is just this socialist liberal. And
actually, I'm sure she has a lot of those tendencies, but according to John Stossel, she kind of leans his direction on some issues. Not every one of them, obviously, but she's convincible. She's open-minded enough to be convinced.
Interesting.
It's according to the man who sits next to her on the, stand, you know, the co-anchor. So he would know best, I would think.
I would guess so.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. You can change the topic or bring up anything. The White House acknowledged on Wednesday that there is no longer an active search for Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. Well, I think we all kind of knew that. I guess it's official now.
Well, they had a big task force still looking for weapons of mass destruction. It's kind of sad, you know?
What they did up until recently?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Well, the final report from Chief U.S. Weapons Inspector Charles Duflet, due out next month, has concluded that, quote, the former regime has no formal written strategy or plan for the revival of WMD, and they never had a plan for it in the first place. The Bush administration does not hold out hopes that any weapons will ever be found. Now, this according to President Bush himself, quote, I felt like we'd find weapons of mass destruction, like many here in the United States, many around the world. And that doesn't mean that there are many weapons of mass destruction here around the here or around the world. That means that there were, according to him, many who believed that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Right.
Kind of some weird phrasing there. He says the United Nations thought that he had weapons of mass destruction. So therefore, one, we need to find out what went wrong in the intelligence gathering. Well, I know what went wrong. It's the government. Government can't do anything right. And that includes gather so-called intelligence. They can't ban anything from this country. They can't stop immigration. They can't end poverty. The government can't do anything right. How could you possibly think that they could gather intelligence correctly? They can't. Of course, George Bush apparently doesn't realize that about government. He says Saddam was dangerous, and the world is safer without him in power. Despite the deaths of more than 1,300 U.S. military personnel and the multi-billion-dollar price tag still rising, both of those counts, the ouster of Saddam justified the invasion, he said. And we'll give you the final quote here in moments. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Oh.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. Take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes, whether it be political, personal, anything that's on your mind, something in between. Got a rant you want to get off your chest? Do you have an agenda? You want to push it? We'll let you do it. I mean, we may not tolerate it for very long if you're completely a horrible caller, but if you're good, if you're entertaining, we might keep you on for a couple segments. You never know.
We'll give
you the shot. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, I love you guys' show, first off.
Thanks for listening, Chris. We appreciate it.
Hey, I'm not a Christian.
That's okay. I'm not either.
I'm a college student, and I'm a disabled vet, and now I'm going to college. And
Wait. How old are you?
I'm 31.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, taking a couple of philosophy classes, and one of them posed, you know, we had to read the Bible. And then
probably a good thing for everybody to do.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, it basically challenged the thought. And basically, my idea is basically try to emulate Christ, I guess. You know, try to be like him. But there's a lot in the Bible that I have a lot of problems with, especially in the Old Testament. And
sure.
I think people need to realize the difference between faith and dogma. And I think society really hasn't embraced that thought yet. And,
what is the difference between faith and dogma?
Well, I think faith is hope. I mean, I guess we all hope this is true. But dogma is a conviction that basically, like your last caller said, well, you got to believe in the book. No, you don't have to believe in the book. The book is written by man.
Mm-hmm.
But dogma can be very dangerous, and I believe, just for the fact that it's an engineered law in your own brain. So that's about all I have to say.
Sandwich comments?
Everybody gets their opinion on religion. I just have nothing to say on it.
Yeah, there you go. Chris, you're listening on one of our micro stations, I guess, right? 93.3?
Exactly.
Up there. Actually, haven't you called before?
No, I haven't. In fact, first time caller.
But you've listened before.
Oh, definitely. Excellent. Definitely. You guys got a good progressive show going on.
Well, progressive, what does that mean?
Yeah. I guess
we don't know either.
I want to know what that means. That's another one you're going to have to define for me, Chris. What is progressive?
I guess movement in the right way is the best way I can define that.
There's apparently a new type of talk radio out there in the industry, and I know this because I've been calling all sorts of radio markets, and it's called progressive talk radio. The leftists, the socialists in the country are now calling themselves progressives. And they are, of course, progressing towards socialism and communism. So to be aligned with the word progressive, I don't know if you want to be.
Conservative ones. Go ahead.
And when I say that, I'll sit there and listen to conservative talk show. But, I mean, you know, the same idea is perpetuated, trying to, you know, make you believe this concept, and they'll spin it any way you want. What I mean by progressive is you guys got the right idea that, you know, keep the movement of thought, keep moving it. So,
very good.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, man. Any final words, Chris?
So, I just keep it up and you know, keep up the good Socratic debate, I guess.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate your call, man, and talk to us again sometime. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259.
It's kind of a funny thing about our show.
9231. What's funny about it?
Is that there's not one really out there like ours.
I don't think so. I mean, I'd love to be, you know, made aware of it.
Because there's this big progressive movement with Air America and all that stuff.
You know, isn't it interesting?
Certainly all the Rush Limbaughites out there.
Yes. I found it so interesting that I used to think that Clear Channel, who's kind of like leading the way on, they probably have the most progressive talk stations out there. I used to think that Clear Channel had a political bias towards the right, towards the conservative side of things, the Republicans.
Right.
And it certainly seemed that way during the first Bush administration. But it turns out that, after all, Clear Channel is really just all about the money. And Clear Channel decided that they could make some money with this whole progressive thing by having one talk station in one market that's a conservative, so to speak, quotes around that conservative talk station, and to have another one that's a progressive talk station. They decided they could divvy up their audience that way and make even more money. And so as of the beginning of this year, I think they flipped 50 of their existing talkers to full progressive or socialist format. So very interesting.
God bless them. I mean, it's all about the dollar.
It's all about the market, and let the market decide.
Yeah.
I mean, it may fall flat on its face. It may very well, because I'll tell you, those guys don't have any talent, from what I can tell.
The shows that I've heard have you heard any of them?
I haven't even heard. I can just tell just by looking at them. But maybe I'm being superficial.
Maybe you are.
I just there's one show that's on in competition to us. With Janine Garofalo on it. It just looks like the most boring, droll show. She's partnered up with some guy in a bow tie.
Mm.
And he just looks like a boring asshole.
Haven't heard it.
Yeah. There you go. So 1-800-259-9231. And it's just the polar opposite, but in the exact same way of the Republican shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, Republicans suck! Democrats are great! Yeah! John Kerry! Whereas Rush Limbaugh, of course, is... Democrats suck. Republicans are great. Yeah, hello, George Bush. On this show, it's freedom all the time.
Both of those guys, Kerry and Bush, they wanted your freedom. That's all. They want to increase their power.
They want to take your liberties.
I'm not saying that they're doing it from a malevolent point of view. Malevolent point of view. I think that they want to do what's right by the voters out there. But what they think is right is authoritarianism or socialism, some kind of extraction of your freedoms, be it your personal freedoms or be it your economic freedoms.
Some version of, we know what's best for you. It's a slightly different version for each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it sickens me. This is supposed to be America. It's supposed to be a free country. That's why we're pro-freedom on this show. Unabashedly pro-freedom. I am not afraid to take the most positively pro-freedom stance on any issue, regardless of how it makes me sound. Because I think that those other shows are the extremists. Those shows that are advocating less freedom in this country are the extreme shows. So, there you go. 1-800-259-9231. What were we even talking about, man?
Bush's quotes.
Oh, yeah, George Bush's quotes. Here's the other one. There's one more here from his interview with Barbara Walters. He justifies the invasion and the occupation, apparently, of Iraq by saying this. This is your president, ladies and gentlemen. Here he goes. The removal of Saddam Hussein has made America safer because a dictator. Don't you feel safer now? Manwich, you feel safer?
I don't think that he was really much of a threat.
He is. It has made America safer because a dictator, a tyrant, a thug with whom we had been at war. By the way, he was found cowering in a hole somewhere, that dictator, tyrant, thug. Anyway, going on with the quote. With whom we had been at war in the past, 15 years ago, who is destabilizing a vital part of the world. Vital to whom, exactly? I don't care what goes on in the Middle East. That's their business. Let them work it out. That's not the only place we get oil from, if that's what he was referring to.
You know, I, as an American, I would prefer to pay more for my gasoline. I want to pay more and avoid the billions of dollars we spent going over there and kicking the butt out of little brown men.
Overall, it would be a lot less. I mean, if they had to raise the gas, it would be a lot less than the $5 billion a week or something like that we spend
million.
There? Who was paying the families, Saddam Hussein, who was paying the families of suicide bombers, he's no longer in power.
But they weren't suicide bombing here.
And he no longer has the capacity to reconstitute a weapons program. Yes, it's worth it. Yes, killing thousands, over 1,000 of our boys and girls was worth it to this man. I wonder if the parents of those young men and women feel the same way, George.
Some do, some don't.
Apparently the injuries of thousands of our boys and girls was worth it. All to get this one man out of power. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. 1-800-259-9231, unless you want to change the topic. That's why it's called Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Wind changes directions, you crash your kite. Boss changes directions, you miss the deadline. But when we come back, I'll tell you how your car feels when you pull a sudden change.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com. Today!
quick changes are good for sheriff's concerts, but some things are better eased into, like changing directions in your car. Confession time, while parking, ever shifted into reverse while your car was still moving forward? Oh, that hurts! It's like Curtis Martin racing downfield and having his direction suddenly changed by Derek Brooks. Yep, just like our bodies, transmissions suffer a jolt when abruptly switched from drive to reverse. So follow the lead of a kinder, gentler NFL. Bring your car to a full stop before changing directions. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's a good thing we're not on TV.
It is a good thing.
Toll free, anything goes. Personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind, that's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you can literally take control. And don't forget, you can log on.
Log on to freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners, where you can go in and check out our newest Shriner.
That's right.
She's an authoress.
Mm-hmm.
And her picture is well worth going to look for.
Absolutely.
You can download.
She's validated, too.
She is. You can download the last 6 days' worth of archives. They're in convenient MP3 format for you. Check out. There's the live streaming. It's the best live stream on the Internet. There's also the BBS with thousands of posts and hundreds of posters. They talk about everything in there.
FreeTalkLive.com. Lots of good stuff. Check it out. So, talking about George W. Bush's latest comments... He has now justified the war in Iraq, justified the thousands, the hundreds,
in his own
thousand
mind.
Dead, the thousands injured, big-time wounds. Legs missing, arms missing, that sort of thing. These people who are being sent home from Iraq as a result of on-the-field injuries. It's all worth it to him just to have old Saddam out of power, apparently. And, of course, Saddam's trial hasn't even happened yet. We don't know what's going to happen with that. I'm sure Georgie boy's a little bit frightened about that. Because
there's a secret.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a large push to make that public, and I really hope that it is public, because I, for one, would like to hear what that man has to say. Because if anybody's got a story to tell, it is Saddam Hussein. And thank goodness he's alive to tell it, because I'm looking forward to possibly hearing about it. Because if anybody knows about the corruption of the U.S. government, it's Saddam Hussein.
Well, I think you'll probably reveal that, again, that in fact he was told that he could go into Kuwait by, you know, the previous Bush administration. You know, that's just sort of, I mean, it seems unfair.
Sure.
You know, hey, can I go invade in Kuwait?
Well, we don't care.
And then we, you know, get in this UN multinational force and kick his butt.
Maybe he could just remind the American media that we created him in the first place. We are responsible for Saddam Hussein. Ain't nobody else out there in this world that claim that.
In that defense, I would say that the government that was in place before Saddam wasn't any better. But I would say
we got ourselves involved and placed him in
power. There's lots of bad governments in the world, and I don't want to be involved in any of them.
That's right. Thank you.
I like America. I'd like to stay here, and I want to keep our army here inside America, not in the 135... UN member states that we currently have troops in.
700 military bases spread throughout those 135 countries.
It just seems
crazy
to me.
We're paying for it. We are paying.
We do. It's the American taxpayer that finances the world's police officer. I don't think it makes us any safer. I mean, really, are they going to invade? I personally don't. Are they going to invade? I think that we have a mess to clean up over there, and that we shouldn't just extract ourselves personally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that now that we've spread our toys out all over Iraq, we need to pick our toys up, personally.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. But I think that the currently, it doesn't make any sense to me. America can't be attacked. But who are they going to get attacked by?
Nobody. Canada? Well, now, Mexico? I mean, now it could happen. Now we could be facing more terrorist attacks as a result of killing people in the Middle East.
We're certainly breeding terrorists out there. I mean, what makes somebody a terrorist? Because their big brother got shot by some GI over there? And I'm not saying that the GI shot him for a good reason
or
a bad
grandma.
Reason. The mom got shot and died. I mean, these are the kind of things that do create terrorists.
Here's the response, by the way, from the other side to things that old Georgie boy says. Departing from fiery Islamic slogans, Iraqi guerrillas have launched a propaganda campaign with an English-language video urging U.S. troops to lay down their weapons and seek refuge in mosques and homes. The video, narrated in fluent
that
English...
That sounds like a really bad idea.
Yeah. It sounds kind of reminiscent of Vietnam propaganda.
Yeah. Come and we'll give you a pig.
We will shuttle you, G.I. The video, narrated in fluent English by what sounded like an Iraqi educated in the United States or Britain, also mocked the U.S. president's challenge to rebels in the early days of the insurgency to bring it on. George W. Bush, you have asked us to bring it on.
Sure, he can say bring it on. He's not the one getting shot at. He's a war president.
Yeah.
He's all he thinks about is war. Gets up, thinks about war. He's war president. Now he gets to be able to tote around the war president sign. It's sickening to me.
The people that are really thinking about war, the people who are in Iraq.
If he wants a war, give him a frickin' M16.
Give him a helmet. Put him on the front lines, and then let's see what he thinks about it.
Fight away, man.
Let's go to the phones, though. We're going to hold off on the Iraqi propaganda here. Let's go to Chris in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about some of the soldiers who came back from Iraq. A couple people already were facing their second tour going over there, and they refused to go. And they're being charged, with prison time for not obeying a direct order.
Right.
And the reason being is they said that they don't feel like shooting women and children. Not soldiers, but women and children. And I don't blame the guys.
I don't either.
I watched the show last night on Democracy Now! On a satellite channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed, I couldn't believe the force that we're using over there. Curfew, taking their guns and weapons away. From, you know, they all had AK-47s to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Permission and different cards that you had to go in the neighborhood. You know, whatever happened to search warrants and stuff. I don't blame why the people are mad. But this guy's name is Kevin Benderman, and they've been pushing it really big on the shortwave radio. And I think the guy has rights. I mean, I don't blame him.
Wait, this is the guy that's challenging the U.S. government. This is the soldier that came back and is saying, I'm not going back to Iraq.
Correct. That's him. And there was another guy before him,
we did a story on him too.
The guy with the UN, there was another guy before him that was court-martialed, because he didn't want to wear a United Nations insignia on the, army uniform.
Hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
is totally, I agree with that.
Whoa, I agree too. What that's weird. The United Nations symbol on your uniform?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he stood up for that. But
and now he's going to get his ass locked in a brig for it.
He's already in jail. Yeah, he's already been tried and convicted.
And the other recent case was, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he challenged the military in court saying, he challenged the stop-loss procedure. And the judge ruled in the military's favor saying, I think the military's interests here are more important than your individual interests. He made a communist ruling here in the United States of America.
Well, we talked about some key issues of what is going to piss people off. The fact of the matter is, if Bush starts a draft, would read my, you know, when he first said it wasn't a draft, and also he legalizes 8 million Mexicans in the same week and cuts Social Security, that'll piss about everybody off in the same week. One other story that was pretty interesting.
Wait, Bush is going to cut Social Security? What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to cut the benefits of Social Security.
Oh, I thought you meant he was just going to cut the program, and I thought, wow, George Bush going to do something for freedom?
Well, that happened here in the state of Tennessee yesterday.
What?
The governor cut health care benefits for 320,000 people in the state of Tennessee.
What does that mean?
That means if you had health care, you don't have...
From the government?
No, from the state.
Yeah, from the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, and like for instance, if you had a heart operation or a follow-up for liver dialysis, you don't have a doctor anymore. They cut everybody off throughout the medical system, all except for children. And really, the fact of the matter is the insurance companies that are overbilling is where the problem is.
Well, the problem is government involvement in healthcare. And, Chris, if you've got more, hang on. I'm not sure if you do, but 1-800-259-9231. The problem is government controls over 50% of the dollars in healthcare. And when government controls industry, don't we know what happens? Haven't we learned this yet? If you haven't learned it, we'll give you a little bit more information. Coming up next. Unless you want to interrupt the show, it's Free Talk Live.
HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk about anything. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, you take control at 800-259-9231. You can also shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget to check out the rest of the fun stuff on the website, on the house, at freetalklive.com. So we're talking to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live, and just before we went to break, you brought up the medical situation.
Yep.
Apparently in Tennessee, the government has canceled the benefits of over 300,000 of its citizens.
Correct, 320,000 people. They cut them. They dropped them all off the rolls off of health care. They completely kicked them all off the rolls.
Left them out in the cold, so to speak.
Left them out in the cold.
And, well, what do you expect? It's the government. They don't owe you anything. And that's what happens when you get in bed with an organization like that. Unfortunately, so many people feel that that's the only option because, well, government's in control of healthcare. So where the hell else are you going to get your healthcare from if it's not from the government, I guess, is the way some people feel. And so I do feel sorry for those individuals. I feel sorry for Americans because we've been duped down this path towards socialism where our healthcare system arguably could be called mostly socialist, I guess you could say.
Well, what disturbs me, I want it to be known, I didn't vote for George W. Bush.
I
voted for Ralph Nader, but what disturbed me...
Did you really?
Yeah, what disturbed me was the fact where George Bush put out a reward for Saddam Hussein's son, $25 million each for the bounty and death of these guys. And, okay, we gave $50 million reward money to kill these two individuals. I don't know what they did, but the fact is, where did that money come from? It was raided from the Social Security Trust Fund. And
it
now,
came from taxpayers.
It came from taxpayers, and then we hear from Alan Greenspan when it comes to domestic issues such as schools or school lunch programs. They want to cut these type of programs, but yet we have money for political assassinations all the way on the side of the world, which to me is unacceptable. I would like to see a social program where we can train people as doctors, nurses, anesthesiologists, and take care of our. Take care of our sick and elderly.
You want a government-run program that does that?
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you a basic rule of life, Chris. This is a rule to live by and to understand and to hold dear for the rest of your life. Government doesn't work.
Well, let's put it this way. Adult education, because that's how I learned to be a certified nurse.
Okay.
Okay, and that's I went to adult education class.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a year to get my nursing certificate. It didn't cost a penny. And it was all on-the-job training. And are we track the term government? I would use adult education, but something similar to that. I mean, we have the facilities, we have the sick people, and we have ones that, you know, still want to do it. I mean, if the guy's out of work and he used to be a dishwasher, why can't we give him, $8 an hour to have him trained for a nurse technician on the job training and have him to be certified? And then,
we can do that.
That's the kind of program I was talking about.
Well, here's the program I'd like to see.
Okay, tell
is
me. Yeah.
Drop the taxes against the corporations and that way they'll have more money to be able to come up with programs like that. I mean, there's already on OJT.
Yeah.
And they'll give you money if you work for them to go get trained as a nurse and then. You've got a job.
Well, how about drop all the regulations against the healthcare industry, period? I mean, let the healthcare industry have a free market, just like we have a mostly free market in the computer field. Can you imagine this, Chris? I mean, are you familiar with computers at all?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how over the years, especially in the past 10 or 15 years, computers have doubled, tripled, quadrupled, I mean, just gone up in speed and in capability and in graphical prowess. I mean, our computers today are eons better than they were 15 years ago.
Sure.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I want the new AMD 5300 chip, the 5800 chip.
Okay, now you're going over people's head. People don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
I know what you're talking about. I want to get a 64-bit chip, too, myself.
That's right there.
Why all this happens is because of competition. There's AMD versus Intel, and if there was a third company in there, it'd be even better.
Right.
There's all kinds of people competing to make CD-ROM drives and internet products and hardware and software, and there's relatively little government regulation. The whole computer industry just kind of exploded within a very short window of time, and the government, it caught the government off guard, and the government said, whoa, we don't know what to do now. Look, there's this internet. How are we going to tax this thing? It's so big, it's huge. We just don't know what to do. We want to tax it, but we don't know what to do about it. So the internet and technology grows at a rate that's quicker than the government can control it. And imagine if we had that freedom where products get better. The computers are getting better and better and better, and the prices? What's happening to the prices, Chris?
They've dropped considerably.
Yeah, they're coming down, especially if you compare them to the prices of 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So you get more for less money in the computer industry.
Correct.
Why can't it be that way in healthcare and education? The answer is it absolutely can.
Well, I agree, but when you have the Medicare reform bill that was passed and our congressman put in there that you can't buy drugs from Canada. It makes grandma and grandpa
if it wasn't
criminal.
You know what, Chris, if it wasn't for government regulation, drugs in this company would be cheap as dirt. It's government regulation, the FDA, that makes drug prices so expensive here in this nation. And the FDA kills more people than it saves. And that can be proven.
The thing is, no one's coming up with solutions for these people. They're just kicked off to the wayside.
Solution is to vote libertarian.
There you go.
Get some people in office who want to get the government out of health care so we can actually have a free market in health care again. Doctors can make house calls. We can have competition, and health care costs can finally go down for once again. Chris, we're out of time, man. Thanks for the call.
All right,
I know we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Frank is on the line next, and he wants to tell us that John Kerry's a Nazi. So, Frank, hang on. We're going to get to you. Unless a woman calls in, we're going to go to the female calls first. But this is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Inside hour number two, but we'll wrap things up for this hour. Next hour, we're here again till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we're live Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Eastern. We also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening, so be sure you're tuned in for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, you can log on to freetalklive.com and grab the archives. We've got the last 6 days' worth of the show fully archived there for you, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're going to go right back to the phones and back to the fun, because this is a show about you and your calls and what's on your mind. Frank in Cleveland. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to. You heard about the Prince Harry dressing as a Nazi story, right?
I heard something about it. What was he at a party or something like that?
They said that it was a fancy dress party. I mean, I think the media spun it so that it's a costume party, but I'm pretty sure it was just like a fancy dress party that he showed up at.
I kind of got the impression that it was a costume party, too.
Don't they have anything better to report on today? I mean, is this like a big deal for some reason?
Apparently. I mean, I guess when you're... But I was just wondering if you think that he actually might be a Nazi.
What was his excuse? Did he say anything?
Well,
He said he made a mistake, I think.
The fact is, his family was, you know, kind of palsy-walsy with the Nazis.
Right.
Before World War II, anyway. And I imagine they probably, I don't know, I can't imagine it matters one way or the other, really.
Yeah, the royal family there doesn't really have any power anymore, do they?
No, they're
figureheads.
Right.
Yeah. It's an interesting news story, but I think...
Now, if George Bush showed up at a costume party with a Nazi uniform on, that'd be a much more interesting story.
Right.
You know, I don't think that it's... I think that people can be experimenting. Like, maybe it was a costume party, maybe it wasn't. It would be really inappropriate to go to a regular party with a Nazi uniform on. But if it was a costume party, you know, if he dressed up as the devil, would he be a Satanist?
Yeah, right?
I don't really think that matters much. If it was, in fact, a costume party, like the news is sort of spinning it. Now, if you think it was a big, you know, grand ball or something... I don't know. I have no...
I think it actually was, because just from reading about some other sources, that it was actually just a fancy dress party. Maybe it was supposed to be a black tie, and he just wore a Nazi uniform. That would be really strange.
It would be very strange, and a very bad idea.
Right.
But...
According to the BBC, Prince Harry has apologized for wearing a swastika armband to a friend's fancy dress party, as they put it. Whatever that means.
Right.
So, how do you feel about all this?
I just wanted to know what you guys thought. I mean, I know, like you were saying, they have the historical connections. There are the historical links between... there was the infamous meeting between the Duke of Windsor and Hitler.
Right.
But, I mean, this doesn't necessarily show anything, but maybe he just... Maybe he's a Nazi in the family.
Well, I'm sure the Brits have a lot more to worry about than what old Prince Harry's doing at drunken teenage parties. But apparently not. Apparently the media doesn't have anything better to report on in the news. You know, those people dying in Iraq, etc.
Right. Yeah, those, mate.
All right, Frank, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's all.
Thank you for the call. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up next hour, unless you and Anna interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, we've got an official from a top Homeland Security official. A quote from him includes these words: "We have to abridge individual rights." Huh. Just wait till you hear this. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. If you're talking...